Today on the Inland Journal podcast, seeing your doctor isn't always a face-to-face exercise anymore. More and more, clinics and hospitals are using communications technology to administer care to patients. Rural hospitals, for example, use video chats to connect patients with specialists in bigger cities. And now on the individual level, IT firms have created apps for clinics to allow providers and patients to text back and forth or even conduct video chats. One of the latest to get into that arena is MultiCare. It's the company that owns Spokane's Deaconess and Valley Hospitals and Indigo Urgent Care. Mark Mariani is a physician executive for retail health and strategic initiatives at MultiCare.
We are becoming interested in how we relate to our patients differently, how we work with them and understand what they need, and how do we wrap around services based upon them. Actually, my background is sports medicine. And in practicing sports medicine, it's an interesting background because really it's not about a condition. It's about a lifestyle people want to live. And it was in those early days as a sports medicine going, how do we care for people, what they need versus what I see? And I think it's a mindset that we're really working with. And how do we care for people better that way?
So when did MultiCare start offering a virtual care sort of option?
Yeah. We started offering 2 to 3 years ago, and it's really picked up steam in the last year. We set forth a really clear idea that we wanted to improve access for our community and convenience. That's the big piece. We want to make it easy for people to get their health care and that it's a positive outcome for them.
And so how does it work? I mean, do they sign up to have that option?
Right. So there's a couple ways. You can go to our website and you basically can sign up right there. And it's a simple fee and you are able to connect via the phone. In one of two ways. One is our e-visits. The other is with our video visits. Interesting, our more common and more used platform is the e-visits, where people are literally using text-based messaging to connect back and forth with one of our nurse practitioners.
And from a doctor's point of view, what's good and what's bad about that?
Well, I think from a physician standpoint, the good part is people are getting access to care. Individuals are getting responses quickly. That's always a good thing. I think the challenges is always understanding what you can do virtually and what you cannot do. One of the advantages of how we approach it, we're pretty clear what we can do and what we can't do. So we think about that ahead of time. And so we have plans to be able to kind of adjust if we're not able to. So our nurse practitioners, who are our team behind the scenes, are working very hard to do what we call warm connections. With other clinics. So if something does come up that they can't handle, they will actually reach out to a clinic or an emergency room and say, we have this person that could potentially be coming in. Again, if it was you or I, we would want that for ourselves. So that's what we're learning how to do as a care provider community.
So as a health professional, how have doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners adjusted to the idea that I'm spending more time on this rather than seeing patients?
Well, it's still at the forefront, which means there's different levels of adoption and comfort. I think as a community, we're becoming more open to it. But it's still early.
So is there a culture change then to deal with within the company?
There's a culture change, I think, within healthcare in general. Healthcare is going through so much rapid change. And it can be jarring when you've been trained one way and things are changing. But it's also an exciting time.
So what is it best for patients? What kinds of things that work well in terms of sicknesses and that sort of thing?
So for the services of virtual health that we provide, so if you're a patient just calling in from home or at work or on the road and you don't have time to get into a clinic, the most common conditions are the colds, the sniffles, as we were discussing earlier. We have a list of 30 or so conditions that are fairly common and safe to be treated that way. Those are the most common explanations. But what you're also seeing beyond when you just call in, we're starting to see an emergence where we're caring for patients in a different way, whether doctor to doctor or in the hospital settings where they want to connect with another provider. And those are a lot of emerging areas with regards to that.
Help me understand that when you say it's different, different emerging ways. What, how different?
Well, so for instance, we're constantly looking at if one provider can't be in one location, how do you get them connected to be able to provide that expertise there? And so there's a number of different opportunities that will transform healthcare with regards to that.
So doctors are known for being on call all the time. Does this mean that if they're doing this, they're constantly on call?
Well, there's so many different cases at which this is used. Not necessarily. So in our program at which we provide services directly to patients where you call in, we have a team that this is their only job. They're there. And so they rotate of who's on and who's off, and they're ready to work with regards to it.
So we think about, say, millennials as being the ones who are most likely to use this from a consumer point of view. From the provider point of view, is it the millennials who are most likely to jump at, or the Gen X folks who are most likely to jump at this job and do this?
You know, we haven't really seen a trend. I think it's partly because it's still in the forefront. I do think it attracts an individual who's willing to think differently. Most people train because they want that one-to-one connection with patients, so there's a little bit of an adjustment with that. On the other hand, our nurse practitioners who are excellent at doing this like the lifestyle it affords them too. They're working remotely. They're not tied down to one location. There's flexibility to that. So I think they're seeing the enjoyment from that perspective.
And is there the feeling that not everybody needs to be seen one-on-one? I mean, you know, you've got the classic symptoms of the flu or something like that, and I don't need to spend 15 minutes or 10 minutes in the office with you.
That's exactly right. Much of it can be done over the phone, and this creates a medium to do that comfortably and to provide an exchange. We saw an interesting thing this last winter, particularly in the Puget Sound area where the measles was an interesting area. We lead our urgent care network, which is led by Indigo Urgent Care. And we were faced with a dilemma. The best thing was for them not to come in if they had suspected measles. And so we quickly rallied our virtual healthcare team, and they provided a resource to be able to triage patients to understand and to keep the public out of harm's way of being exposed. So it was an interesting way at which it created an opportunity to see the value of virtual healthcare and still give great care to our patients.
We're talking with Mark Mariani from MultiCare about the company's virtual care service. So you're talking about there was the e-care versus the video visits.
That's right.
In what cases do you prefer to see the video visits versus the other one?
Well, the video visits are more for the ones that are not clearly in a certain pathway, per se. So a vague condition that's hard to understand and a patient wants to connect and see the provider. The e-visit is where we work with some decisions and you fill out a form via your phone and it helps guide through a certain pathway. Much more convenient for you because it's automatic and it's quick. We've seen actually a lot of people more interested in that than we thought. They may be at work and they're able to do it and no one knows they're doing a healthcare visit at that moment. So it's very private.
They don't have to leave work or anything like that.
And they don't have to be overheard by their colleagues or someone else, and they can just deal with it right there.
Is the technology, in terms of the video visit, is the technology good enough that this allows you to see enough through a video link that gives you the ability as a doctor to prescribe with confidence that you're doing the right thing?
Yeah, and if there's any questions, then we can decide a plan that is safest for that patient.
Yeah. So where is virtual care most available to your patients?
Maybe clarify that question.
Do they have to live in a Seattle Tacoma area, or could if you had somebody who's out in Snoqualmie or something like that, who's 50 miles away from your nearest clinic?
Yeah, that's the beauty is our services are available across the entire state of Washington, and assuming you can get a signal, right?
Right.
Or a Wi-Fi signal, whatever it may be, and Idaho as well now.
Are more rural patients jumping on this so they don't have to get in their car to go to a doctor's office? And
you know, I think it's partly, I don't know if we have a breakdown of where we're at in terms of rural versus more urban setting. Part of this is an awareness of helping people be aware this is an option. We're really excited to see this in Spokane in particular because obviously the rural comes very quickly when you get outside the city boundaries. And so we're anxious to see that. We've heard from patients in this particular community that they want more convenience and access. And so we're excited to see if this really meets their needs.
So when you talk about the big pantheon of healthcare companies, how does MultiCare stand in terms of innovating here? Or is this something that everybody's doing right now?
Yeah, it's a good question. Because to call something a health system is changing every day.
Yeah.
So that in itself is evolving quickly. I would say MultiCare is on the forefront. Many health systems are doing virtual care. I think our advantage right now is we've brought our team completely in-house. These are our people. They're in the community. Often you'll see a lot of health systems use national companies that maybe someone in New York that's answering a call.
So what's the benefit of keeping it in-house then?
Well, I think it comes back to, one, the team is aligned and what we're trying to help our community with. Number two is they'll reach out to those clinics themselves and build connections.
And it becomes an expectation among your staff that we do this and, you know, you need to learn and get on board and because this is going to be part of our future.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah. Do you see this becoming a greater part of healthcare? In other words, do you think that people are going to think less of their doctor and think more of this just because of convenience?
I would probably not put it as or.
Okay.
I think I'd probably see it as an and. I do think the phone and technology is going to continue to advance with artificial intelligence and everything that's at our fingertips now, and still put their provider, their physician, right at the forefront as a key partner for that.
Is the trust factor there with patients who are kind of used to having that FaceTime, that one-on-one versus somebody who's, you know, I can see you over here, but, you know.
Yeah, I think it's evolving still. I do think the patients that are reaching out are more willing to extend the trust and to give it a try. That's clearly, we're seeing that. But it's going to take some time as people get comfortable with the process.
Does this lower the cost factor for MultiCare? Does this make care a lot cheaper for that you can pass along to your customers?
Yeah, we believe it does. In fact, we've actually looked at our own employees. So we are caring for our own employees' health needs. And we've seen significant savings in terms of when our employees use this, instead of going to the emergency room, which is an expensive venture, we're able to prevent that from happening, and it really helps us be sustainable.
Do you see this, and then as we go along, Seattle is a significant homeless problem. We have our own homeless problem. With folks who can't get health care, do you see this becoming a little more of an answer to that, that people can have more access to doctors just by going through their phones?
That's an interesting question, and one we've not entertained. I think as a society, we're all wrestling with how do we address the homeless issue. I think there's an opportunity for everyone to get aligned and explore. We have to as a society.
Yeah. Mark, were there any areas that I didn't get to that you thought were important that people know about?
Yeah. The only thing I would just continue to come back to is this fascination we have because of what we're observing of what's working for patients is the e-visit piece. And we talked about the video visits versus the e-visits. We have become a society that is so reliant upon the what we call asynchronous communication, where I text you, I wait a second, you text me back. I may elect not to leave you a voicemail because it's just easier to text. It's on my time. And patients are seeking healthcare in that way as well. And it's been just an amazing observation of how we as a community are reacting to that. And patients really enjoy that. So it's exciting to see how healthcare is going to be delivered in that way and how things change.
So is this one of those surprises, perhaps, that you've come across that, you know, you anticipated that people would react this way, but, oh, it's a little different than we thought it was going to be?
Absolutely. And I think that's what's the burden is on us, who is providing the healthcare, is to be responsive, to be quick, and to innovate, because we've not really been known for that in the healthcare community, but we're committed to that. And so we're just waiting to determine, okay, how do we best care for that community?
So do you think, and I think about WSU with the College of Medicine, because they were talking about this at the very start, do you think this is going to change the way medical students are taught about medicine and plan to see fewer patients and spend more time with this answering patients' questions?
Yeah, there's no doubt that education is going to be a part of that. And what that exactly looks like from an education, I'll defer to our academic friends. But there's no doubt that healthcare is evolving quickly. And it's on us to really help be prepared for the future.
Mark Mariani is a physician executive for retail health and strategic initiatives at MultiCare. Its virtual care service has two components, text messaging, which is available 24/7, and video calls, which are offered 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week. You've been listening to Spokane Public Radio's national award-winning public affairs program, Inland Journal. You can subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or Google Play. Your comments and story ideas are always welcome at inlandjournal@kpbx.org. Thanks for joining us. I'm Doug Nadvornik.